True the Vote Lawsuit, Illegal Ballots Counted in Four Pennsylvania Counties. By John Binder on November 11, 2020. The election integrity group True the Vote is suing Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, D., and Secretary of State Catherine Buchfer, D., alleging that illegal ballots were counted in four counties across the state in the presidential election. A lawsuit filed by True the Vote on Tuesday, on behalf of four Pennsylvania voters, alleges that ballots in Philadelphia County, Montgomery County, Delaware County, and Allegheny County were counted in the election despite having been invalid. The lawsuit asks for ballots from the four counties to be invalidated if it is revealed that a significant number of illegal ballots were counted because such ballots were mixed in with and cannot be separated from lawful ballots, according to a True the Vote release. The Pennsylvania election process was an embarrassment to our country and an affront to our deep-seated value of protecting Americans' basic constitutional right to vote, True the Vote founder and President Katherine Engelbrecht said in a statement. Engelbrecht said, "This lawsuit seeks to discover the facts about what happened in Pennsylvania's presidential election and the truth about illegal ballots that were counted, which could impact the final election results. No matter the outcome, it is our wish to see the law followed, to see voters heard, and to ensure the principle of one vote for one voter is upheld." True the Vote officials said they have gathered evidence in Philadelphia County that accuses election officials of picking and choosing voters to cure their defective ballots as poll watchers were not allowed access to canvassing sites. In Montgomery County, True the Vote alleges that a poll watcher witnessed election officials advising unregistered voters to return to vote under a name that was registered in the state's voter rolls. True the Vote also notes that voter turnout was 88.5% in Montgomery County, which is 19% higher than the statewide turnout of less than 70%. True the Vote alleges that in Allegheny County, home to Pittsburgh, voters were told to fill out provisional ballots after election officials claimed they had been sent mail-in ballots, even though the voters said they had not received mail-in ballots. The lawsuit also claims that poll workers were too close to voters when they were casting their ballots. Turnout in Allegheny County was nearly 75%, more than 5% higher than statewide turnout. In Delaware County, voters that were recorded to have received mail-in ballots were given regular ballots and not required to sign the registration book. Additionally, poll watchers were granted extremely restricted access to a backroom counting area, and ballots received on election day were not separated from ballots received after 8 p.m. that day, as ordered by the U.S. Supreme Court. Finally, voter turnout was 75.87%, 6.5% higher than statewide turnout. The lawsuit alleges that voters across Pennsylvania were sent mail-in ballots without requesting them and, sometimes, received multiple mail-in ballots in their name. These voters, the lawsuit claims, were then told to vote provisionally in person on election day or, in some cases, were not allowed to vote. True the Vote states in the lawsuit that they will be providing further evidence that compares voting records with records from the state voter registration database, the United States Postal Service, Social Security, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and other sources. Their findings, they said, could reveal double votes, votes cast by ineligible voters, votes cast by felons, votes cast by non-citizens, and votes cast through ballot harvesting. Analysis cited by True the Vote alleges that more than 680,000 ballots in Allegheny County and Philadelphia County were processed without any observation. The current vote count in Pennsylvania shows Democrat Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by less than 45,000 votes. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.